Tenderness and Tea by Heather Plett. I am sitting with tenderness this morning. Tenderness filled my teacup with green tea steeped to just the right amount of strength, and then she added honey for the sweetness. Tenderness invited me to sit near the window where the sun shines in. You need the vitamin D, she said, and the warmth. Tenderness gently reminds me what today is, the anniversary of the day I became an orphan. Tenderness knows even adults become orphans when they lose their mothers. She lets me feel all of the feelings I need to feel, and she expects nothing in return. Tenderness invites me to bring my journal to my seat by the window to linger a little longer before I start my work. She knows I need extra time this morning, and she's spent many years teaching me to guard spaces on my calendar for times like these. Tenderness was there with me 2 days ago when a beloved friend told me that he's dying. She held my hand when I committed to that friend that I'd be on the hard and holy journey with him, no matter how much it hurts. She was also there with me a few days before that when another friend told me about the layers of pain she's unraveling as she prepares to free herself of a story that has long kept her chained to shame that shouldn't be hers to hold. And she was there on Sunday night when I couldn't be in the emergency room with my faraway daughter and had to sit and wait for news. Tenderness knows a lot about mother love. Tenderness reminds me that these stories, dying moms, dying friends, wounded friends, sick daughters, need slowness, spaciousness, and hearts that have enough room to be open. She knows they need green tea with honey and a leather-bound journal with a favorite pen. Tenderness doesn't give two hoots for productivity. She's not fond of timelines or to-do lists. She has a habit of pulling me away from computer screens and sending me into the woods or under the thick blanket made by my mother's hands from the wool of my father's sheep. Reflections. What would tenderness gather, i.e. green tea with honey, leather-bound journal, etc., to help you feel loved and supported? What are your favorite tenderness objects and rituals? What beverages most represent tenderness for you? For me, it is green tea during the day and mint tea in the evenings when I get cozy with my book.